The Last Days of Innocence by Myron and Susie Harries. To Peter Downey. There lay the best of America, not dead nor sleeping, but alive, so long as we will them to live. Henry Russell Miller, in the aftermath of the Battle of Soissons, July 1918. Prologue. Forgotten Sacrifice. In northern France, darkness came early on that bitter, rain-drenched day in the winter of 1917. 7 months had passed since the United States had declared war on Germany, and her first troops had been less than 2 weeks at the front, picking up experience in a quiet sector to the east of Verdun. The 1st Division's combat units were being methodically rotated into the line, and on November 2nd, 1st Lieutenant Willis Comfort led forward the 250 men of Company F, 16th Infantry. Carrying 100-pound packs, the men swore softly as they slipped and splashed their muddy way through the darkness over broken duckboards, through shell-shattered trenches, in the wake of their French guides. The relief took several hours to complete. Tired, frightened, exhilarated, startled by the rats scuttling about their legs, they took their positions on the fire step and peered out through the wire at the German lines 500 yards away in the darkness. Corporal Tom Carroll and Private Busby were sent out to a listening post in a clump of bushes in no man's land.